Aaron and Dan at 13 past 7.
So this coming Friday, we're going to be at Parramatta Wall, I was going to say. There is a wall.
There are some walls
in Parramatta, and we will be there. We'll be at Parramatta Mall for Feed the Hungry. It's a great event. We'll tell you more throughout the morning. Mm-hmm. But meeting us down there is going to be celebrity chef Simon Lawson. He's also in the den right now, and he's going to show us how to cook for our wives. Good morning, Simon.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good. How are you going?
Very well. Excited.
Well, I'm excited too. Don't get me wrong, but I'm also nervous. But I don't think... See, the holidays, you're going to show us how to cook a three-course meal for our wives in under 5 minutes.
In five minutes.
See, I reckon... Can I just suggest this? I've already got it sussed. Entree, an apple. You can cut it up if you want. Main course, 1 minute steak. Aaron suggested with 2 minute noodles.
I wanted to make it a bit more exotic, so I chucked in the 2 minute noodles. And leaving the broth as well, so you get the full flavour.
Yeah. And then for dessert, a bowl of ice cream.
All right.
What do you reckon?
The timing's right. You got 5 minutes there.
that's right.
I don't know if your wives would be too impressed.
No, this is true. This is true.
Now, you are an organic chef as well.
Yes,
Why organic? What's wrong with stuff with...
What's wrong with stuff with chemicals?
With chemicals all over it. I mean, is that the real difference between organic and normal or usual stuff you buy in the shops?
Yeah, that's basically if we break it down, that's basically what it is. Mm-hmm. It's food without chemicals, food grown without chemicals, no chemicals added. It's as close to food as that nature actually made it. So,
okay.
Wow.
It's good for you, it tastes good, and it's better for the environment.
Okay. So it actually tastes better. You would say that organic tastes better?
Definitely.
Wow.
It tastes clean. It tastes clean. It tastes pure. You can taste the actual flavour of a tomato, the sweetness and the ripeness of it.
Oh, wow.
It is totally different.
Okay. Is it more bitten? Like, do you get more... are they more attacked by insects and stuff like that?
Is it more bitten?
Like, bitten, like, you know...
I was wondering, that. looks like a mosquito-bitten tomato.
Like, you know, do they look more injured than normal stuff that has had all the chemicals on it to keep all the bugs away?
Not really. When we first started eating organically, Mum was the big catalyst 20 years ago. Mm. Organic food, you could get a carrot that looked like it had arms and legs. It was all knobbly and looked like a big ginger. But now it's improved so much that you basically, in appearance-wise, you couldn't really tell so much so, except for the colours are brighter because they're ripened on the tree or the vine instead of being picked unripe and ripened in a fridge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm excited. Mm. What are we going to cook this morning?
So we're going to do, so three courses, five minutes. We're going to do a prawn dish for entree.
Oh, yes.
So prawns with avocado is always a winner.
Oh, yes.
Throw some barley and a little bit of dried tomato and parsley in there.
Good.
We're going to do a steak.
Yes.
Cook it in a minute. Or two minutes. We'll say 2 minutes. It's an organic Wagyu Scotch fillet.
Wow.
With a little quinoa and tomato salad.
What's a quinoa?
Quinoa. Quinoa is an ancient grain that is originally from the Andes.
Okay.
Up in the mountains, and it's a superfood. So it's high in protein, high in trace minerals, and basically it's this little grain that has everything you need for your diet.
Fantastic.
It's amazing. It tastes good too.
Good.
And we've put a little bit of a truffle butter on there, and then for dessert we're going to marinate some strawberries and have some vanilla cream with it.
Now, before we, this sounds good. Before we head to the kitchen, you, as well as being an organic chef, you have a real sense of social justice as well. So you're at your restaurant, so the Agape Organic Bar, is that correct? Organic restaurant in Botany?
Yeah, so Agape Organic Restaurant, the real heart of the restaurant is in social justice. And we currently partner with 4 aid organisations, mm-hmm. Feed the Hungry being one of them, which is really exciting because, like you said, we're doing a thing in Parramatta on Friday, and there's not many organisations that you can feed so many people for so little money. So $6 feeds 100 kids or 100 meals. It's incredible.
It is amazing, isn't it?
It is incredible. I'm really excited about that. So there's three other organisations that we do stuff with. Compassion, we sponsor 4 children through the restaurant, and
cool.
I see we're gonna in the future. I see a whole wall of children that we sponsor,
cool.
which is exciting. We also do locally stuff with an organisation called Sydney Care. So they feed homeless and aged pensioners every week through a King's Kitchen they do. So we supply organic soups and meals and stuff to them.
Yep.
And charity water. So we're just coming board with them. And that's going to be a great partnership, I think.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we'll learn more about the Feed the Hungry Day later on this morning. Mm-hmm. But next, we will head into the chicken and attempt to make this five-minute meal.
At least you're spot on with the steak. That's a good thing.
I got it right.
But,
at 7:23, celebrity chef Simon Lawson joins us in the den. He's going to show us how to cook a three-course meal for our wives in under 5 minutes. He's actually not in the den. He's in the kitchen with Mr. Wright. Hello, Mr. Wright.
Oh, greetings, Daniel. Look, this is quite set up. I've never seen the kitchen be used to cook food before, real food, and not the slop that you managed to cook, but hey, anyway, hey. We're ready to go. We've got 5 minutes. Simon, should we set a timer on this, perhaps, do you reckon? Do you want to put the microwave timer on?
Yeah, go ahead. We'll do that.
I don't, but, you know, loosely to it. We'll wait till we get to the timer. How do I get the timer on this? Oh, look, we might just use a watch. I can't work it out. That's all good. So, Simon Lawson, now, what is a organic chef? Simon is an organic chef, and we've got the pans heated up. We've got the cool one with the looks like a grill and a Barbie. What are those called again?
Yeah, it's a grill pan.
A grill pan.
Pretty simple.
Oh, gee. I was thought it'd be something cool, but no, I just embarrassed myself. All right, so we've got the steak. 5 minutes. We've got an entree, a prawn thing. We've got the main of a steak. And then we've got the vanilla ice cream. Oh, not vanilla, strawberries with vanilla thingy. Perhaps, Simon, you could go through it again for us.
So we're doing a prawn dish. Mm-hmm. With avocado, beetroot, orange, and barley. And we're cooking a minute steak, so organic Wagyu scotch fillet, with a tomato and parsley and quinoa salad, and truffle butter, and a strawberries and cream dessert.
Yeah.
Yum.
It sounds good.
Would it be quicker if you know those prawns, those little frozen ones you can buy from the supermarket? Would it be quicker to get those ones?
You could, but it wouldn't be nice.
Okay. Well, let's be honest about it. You can get them in a tin as well, I believe.
No, but that wouldn't be organic, I don't think.
Oh. Yeah, but frozen would be. Yeah, so the steak is cooking. The prawns, they're quick. They've gone from the grey, yucky colour to like prawns.
Almost. And the prawns we use are a sustainable, eco-friendly prawn. So, you know they're going to taste better for you. They're going to taste better, and they're better for you too. What? So,
can you explain what an eco-friendly prawn is?
So the prawns are farmed without the use of antibiotics, growth hormones, or colorants.
Oh, wow.
Mm. They also use those globes, which are good for the environment, so the, you know, that's quite helpful. And turn the heater down a couple of degrees.
I thought they were just prawns that didn't litter when they were swimming in the ocean. But now I understand.
Yes, and organic cows.
Yeah, organic cows indeed.
How does you get an organic cow? What makes them organic?
So, like we said before, organic food is grown without chemicals. And if you do research, cows are sprayed, prodded, fed with so many chemicals and growth hormones that you really don't want that in your body.
Wow.
Fair enough. When you put it like that. Okay, I think we're disturbing the flow here. So we're getting...
That was a bit scary.
That looks like muesli and looks like beetroot cut up.
We've got pearl barley, beetroot, which has just been roasted very quickly, a little bit of parsley and a little bit of dried tomato. I remember listening to one of your segments you did down here with making beef jerky.
Yes.
So the dried tomatoes are dried in the dehydrator that's the same like a beef jerky is done in. So you can do everything in there.
Wow. Organic beef jerky, that'd be good on your conscience and also good for the belly. That's just great. All right, so how's this steak need turning or anything?
No, the steak is fine. The prawns are almost cooked.
All right.
Simon, can we do something? Because I feel like we're not helping you very much.
Kind of in the way, aren't we?
Yeah, in the way.
You're going to be eating very soon, so...
We can do that. Our job is to eat.
I know, that's avocado.
That is avocado.
Yes. I got one.
You're a genius. Thank you. And these bean things here are the superfood you're talking about.
No, that's actually pearl barley.
Oh,
So the superfood is this little black stuff here, which we're going to put with a steak. So it's going to be a protein meal.
And is it called plating up? Is that right? Did I get that right?
Yeah, that's what we've just done.
Go Master Chef, it's taught you some things. Yeah.
I know. So do Aaron and I need to... Kel, you almost burnt your bottom.
My bottom.
Is there any cutlery?
Oh, yes, I'll get the cutlery.
So the prawn... See, look, that is quicker than opening a packet or opening a tin, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, and just to explain what this looks like, I mean, it's been a total of only probably 3.5 minutes already.
Yep.
And that entree, that fully looks like something that is a restaurant food right there. That's amazing.
It looks great. I mean, look at it. But those prawns were like grey before. Now they're prawns.
Yeah, that's called cooking, Aaron.
When you buy them frozen, they're already the orangey colour. Anyway,
there's a real art form, though, isn't there, to making it look? Because that dish there, the entree, which is the avocado and the lettuce and the prawns and the tomato and the beetroot, it looks amazing. How long does it take you to learn to make it look as good as that?
I've been cooking for 16 years.
Yeah, wow.
So...
Okay. That's how you make it look like that, all right.
Can you make Weet-Bix in a bowl look good? Can I get serve that to my wife for breakfast in bed?
You could probably do a few things to Weet-Bix and milk, is it? Yeah. Make a cake out of it.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, that's maybe creative. I like that, the cake idea.
Ice cream?
Yeah. You got to do this spready thing too, where you like spread stuff on the plate and then whack it on top. I've noticed that's a pretty a technique. Like you get like
a spready thing.
Yeah. So I don't know how you do that with Weet-Bix. So like the avocado, it's just like slopped in a row in a line on the plate, and you chuck stuff on top, and then you drizzle stuff over the top. That's official.
It's called the slop and drizzle.
The slop and drizzle. I like this mega food here. This little ricey thing that looks like. Well, what does it look like? I don't know.
It cooks like rice. The black one, it kind of like couscous.
Okay.
But the taste is very nutty, and it's so good for you. It's amazing.
And what's that oil you've put over our steak?
That's truffle oil. So truffle is a fungus, like a mushroom, fungi.
Is fungus organic?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Just the word fungus, mate. What did you eat? Fungus on steak. It was awesome.
Oh, okay. We've got the butter has a little bit of truffle in it too, and then and quinoa, and we've just got the little bit of the salad. So this is easy, guys. You guys could do this, no problem.
That looks incredible. We'll put all this up on the website today.
Yep.
It is definitely worth checking out. These meals, I'm sure they're going to taste fantastic, but they look this is like restaurant food right here, isn't it?
That's
it makes sense, doesn't it? He's a chef, man.
I know, but he's saying that we can do it.
No, I don't think we could
definitely do it. Should I do dessert, or do you want to eat this first?
Let's go dessert.
Do you want to do dessert now? Let's go up and eat these, and we'll come back in a minute and do dessert. Does that sound right?
I think so. Look, can I sneak a prawn while you're gone?
Yes,
yeah, okay. All right. So the dessert will be strawberries, cream, and some vanilla syrupy stuff. No, I'm wrong.
So it's like a kind of modern take on strawberries and cream.
Okay.
Just wait and see.
All right, we will wait and see. So the prawns, the steak, we will try next.
Don't eat too much without me. Don't eat too much without me. Aaron and Dan with celebrity chef Simon Lawson, and he is cooking up an absolute feast for us this morning. It's 7:30.
Aaron and Dan and organic chef Simon Lawson. If you want to find out more about stuff Simon does and his many causes involved in, agaperestaurant.com is his website. And, of course, for Takeaway Hunger, it's takeawayhunger.org. But now it is time for the taste test. Daniel.
I'm already eating it. You've missed out.
What?
You've missed out.
Save some for me. I'm coming.
All right. Come down. So if you missed it just before... Simon has cooked us. Can you explain what's in the entree and the main again for us, Simon?
Yep, so we've got prawns, so they're just simply grilled with an avocado puree, pearl barley, beetroot, and cherry tomato salad.
Fantastic. And the main?
So, organic Wagyu scotch fillet with truffle, quinoa, parsley, and tomato salad.
And the amazing thing is these look incredible, and it was all done in 5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes, definitely. So we're just going to plate up the dessert, which is going to win you guys over for at least 6 months.
Yes, I'm telling you.
We've got strawberries, which are great in season now. And we just marinated them in basil, a little bit of balsamic, and a special sugar called rapadura, which is evaporated cane juice. Oh. It tastes so good.
Okay, Mr. Wright, do you want to taste the entree first?
I'll attack a prawn. Here we go.
No, you need to do it how they do it at Master. You need to eat all everything in the one.
Yeah.
You can't just eat a prawn.
The perfect bite. So you got to think, get the prawn. A little bit of parsley.
I apologise for Aaron. He was just after the prawns.
Can I eat like George and keep my mouth open?
Yeah, but you need to close your eyes as well.
Oh, yeah. Good, here we go. I've loaded up a prawn. Here we go.
Aaron is going for the perfect bite.
Okay, I've got to fit it all in one go. Here we go. Oh. Mm-mm.
His eyes are open. Doesn't count. His eyes are open. Mm. You never eat with your eyes open.
Mm. That's disgusting. Disgustingly delicious. Remember Matt Preston did that one? Yeah, great.
I do.
Good. That is really good.
We have a guest in, a celebrity chef, and the first thing you say is that's disgusting.
I'm sure Simon's watched MasterChef. Have you?
Yeah, I've watched MasterChef.
All right, there we go.
Okay, let me get some avocado on this, and some green bits, and some orange bits, and some beetroot bits.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Load it in. Oh, that's good. It's very delicately placed.
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it? It's good.
That is amazing.
The whole flavour, there's some tang in there.
Wow.
It's an explosion of flavours in my mouth.
Stop copying MasterChef. You really, honestly, Simon, without all jokes aside, you really reckon that Aaron and I could cook something like that, or anyone could cook something like that for their partner? It's doable.
Yeah. We'll post the recipes on the website. So there's not really a problem. It's very simple food, clean flavours, easy.
Wow. It is amazing. All right, going for the main course?
Yeah.
Go for it.
I was just stealing some more of the prawn stuff.
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh, look at that.
Oh, wow.
Look at that. All right, so some of this truffle butter stuff.
Truffle butter stuff.
The carne, quani.
Quinoa.
Quinoa.
Good one, man.
That's terrible. Oh, man. Here we go. You ready?
Yes.
Delicately.
Quinoa in Aaron's mouth, along with the tomato.
Mm-hmm.
And the organic cow.
It really tastes clean. There's this, I can't describe it, but just as Simon said, there's this cleanness to it, but there's lots of flavour. You try, Dan.
All right.
Here we go. Mm.
All right. Let me get my quinoa.
Still eating. I eat that and I don't feel bad, as if I've eaten slop.
Yeah, see, that's good, isn't it? You can eat it. Mm-hmm. You can't feel bad about it, really, can you?
All right, come on. Load it up. Get some extra of the quinoa. Quinoa, I'll get
Quani.
It right.
Hang on.
Quani sounds
to get a tomato.
Good too. That's another superfood.
Drop my tomato.
Quick.
Hang on.
In you go. Does it taste clean?
Yeah.
It's got a clean taste, hasn't it?
It just tastes really good.
Yeah. Oh, it just tastes really good.
Wow, I just realised.
The steak is good.
We shared knives and forks.
I know.
Oops.
I was a bit, yeah.
That's why you went first.
So I know you guys sent me an email and said pavlova is your favourite thing. But
it
on.
Is.
Come on, guys. It's 2010. Pavlova's like Woman's Weekly from 1972.
Oh. Simon Lawson.
Slammed.
You've come into our kitchen and slammed our favourite food. You, I take it you're going to offer up something better than pavlova.
Yeah, so one of our signature desserts is a chocolate and spelt brownie with chocolate sauce and almond praline.
So it
will go perfectly with this, but you have to try this in the restaurant. But the strawberries, you can do at home.
All right.
Okay, so explain the strawberries to us so we can do this at home.
So just fresh strawberries. You marinate them slightly in balsamic, a little bit of basil, and I've got a special sugar called rapadura, which is evaporated cane juice. Or you can use raw sugar.
Okay.
Make sure it's organic.
Okay. All right.
And a little bit of vanilla cream on top. So it's like strawberry and cream.
Yum. Can we go first?
Oh, thank you, Daniel. I've got separate spoons this time.
Good. I should hope so.
I've just got a... Look at that.
I just want a bowl of cream.
Oh. Look, this looks phenomenal. I'm getting sauce as well and then some cream. Got to get the whole package. Here we go.
You can do it.
Mm.
Well, Aaron has dropped cream on the floor. He has dropped cream on the floor. We'll clean that up.
Oh, wow.
Is it good?
Wow. No, I can't say any more. That is...
Really? Let me have a try. Get some of my cream, some sauce, some brownie. Is it just nuts on top?
Almond praline, so sugar and nuts caramelised.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, see? Told you.
That is really good,
you
man.
Stepped on the cream I dropped on the
floor. Oh, did I? That is really good. You're right, there is something about it. Is it because it's organic? Like, it's really flavoursome.
Yeah, it's also the recipe is amazing.
Wow.
And he didn't drop it on the floor, so I think that helps with the clean factor.
Yeah, the food is clean. And the last dessert here to try is the strawberries and cream.
Delicately placed in this beautiful glass. I want to get the stringy bits. What are they?
A little bit of basil.
Oh, that's the basil. Okay, here we go. Wow. I was worried at first about basil and balsamic vinegar, thinking that would not work, but it does.
Well, you're not a chef, and Simon is.
It really complements the sort of the tartness of the strawberry, and wow. Go for it.
I need to try the compliment of the tartness of the strawberry here.
Go, Daniel. Give it a go. That's just great. And that cream.
Yeah. Look, grab some of the strawberry and then munch on that too, spelt biscotti.
At the same time?
Good. Yeah. So
here we go. He's crunching. Do you see how it complements the tart?
It is so darn nice. That is. Look, Simon, come back up to the den with us, and we'll chat a little bit more up there. We're going to put all these recipes on the website again. It's just you have done a phenomenal job, and it's doable.
Definitely.
Wow, that is amazing.
Maybe 7, if you're at home.
If you're at home, 7 minutes. All right, Simon Lawson, thank you very much.
No worries, thanks, guys.
Oh, that food was just amazing.